Straight Stoics, the podcast, brought to you by ViaStoica.com, your path to tranquility. Welcome to Straight Stoics, the podcast where we discuss Stoicism, the ancient philosophy of living a good life. I'm your host, Bryce, and I'm joined by my co-host, Benny. We're here to help you apply Stoic wisdom to your everyday life, no matter what obstacles you're facing. Whether it be work stress, relationship issues, or just the general ups and downs of life, Stoicism has something to offer us all. Straight Stoics, the podcast, we're back. And heck, I'm fired up. Let's go. Let's go. Benny, how are you doing? How are you doing today?
Yeah, I can see, you know, the motivation is springing right through the audio here. I'm getting fired up as well. Let's go.
Yeah, it's motivation time. We're talking about motivation today, and it's an interesting topic, and we've had some side conversations about this recently. Thought, heck, hey, let's talk about it on the podcast. So motivation, what does it mean? What does it mean to you? How do we quantify that? What do the Stoics think about it? Is there anything that they can do to help us get in a good mindset to tap into our motivation and get the best out of ourselves? So I have a lot to say about it. So Benny, I'm going to kick it off to you first. When you talk about motivation or to be motivated, what does that impress upon you?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's a really interesting topic. And for me, the main question, the main word that comes up to mind is why, right? I think motivation is all about why are you doing things? The reason behind your actions, the reason behind your thoughts, the reason behind what it is that you're doing. And I think the Stoics, they see that as a fundamental and key element as well of as life, right? That we see, know that maxim in the Oracle of Delphi said, you know thyself, knowing who you are and why is a very big element of that. So for me, when we talk about motivation, it's just looking at all the things that you do and asking yourself, why am I doing it? And we have certain priorities. We have certain things that we love to do, other things that we struggle to do with. And we will find that the energy connected with what we do and that why, I think that is a very big one, right? That sometimes we just struggle, you know, to get out of bed. You can see Marcus Aurelius even tells himself that. It's like, no, we've got to do this. And why? Because I'm a human being. When human beings, they do these things, right? We live. That's what we've got to do. And that's why Stoicism is a very action-based philosophy. But for me, you know, I want to hear what you have to think about this, what you have to say about this. But for me, it's all about that why. It's like the reasons behind what you do. Why do you do what you do? What do you think, Bryce?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, if you look at the Webster definition of it, it's to cause, it's a cause or reason to act. That's basically it, right? It is your why. And it's very powerful. And, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, and you've heard this saying before, if I could just bottle this up and save it for later, right? It's almost this elusive thing for many people. It comes and it goes. And you don't know why. Some days you wake up just kind of fired up, or you feel inspired, right? You think you're confident. It's all these things, and sometimes you don't even really know why. So I'm interested in this conversation to discuss, you know, maybe if we break it down, if we think about it, those times when we have those feelings, when we are inspired, and when we feel energized, is that a process of your mind? Is it just totally random? Can I put myself in a better position to tap into that? I know personally, I would love that. In fact, in real life, I've been motivated here in recent days to get certain things done, and I've been very productive. I'm like, heck, I like this. I'd like to have this every day. And how do I do that? So this is good that we're talking about it. So when you think about the Stoics and Stoicism, I think it's all about motivation. The more I thought about it, I'm like, heck, absolutely. And our those Latin terms we like to throw out there, things like memento mori, you know, remember that you will die. What does that really say, right? That's a call to action. That's say to act now, right? The past you can't change. The future is uncertain. So that's a call to action. That's a motivator saying, hey, we have the moment. That's all that we have. Let's go get it, right? You have power in the now with your will. You can make decisions. You can affect things. So I feel energized thinking about that. Then we think of amor fati, right? Love your fate, right? So whatever's happening in my life, hey, I'm going to go for it. It's good or bad. We're being very careful. We label good or bad things. Just things happen. And so whatever is presented in front of me, i.e. the obstacle is the way, it's just something for me to deal with, further to attack or to get busy again in that moment, what we were talking about just a second ago. Here's another Latin phrase I love that the Stoics talk about is premeditatio malorum. I'm proud of myself for saying that without stumbling. But what are we doing with that, right? It's kind of looking ahead, and further, it's planning, right? Because I have reason and logic, a gift from the Logos, I have the idea to think about where do I want to go? What do I want to do? To plan for things, to prepare for things, to prepare to take action. So these are all very inspiring things to me. Whatever happens in my life, I'm going to deal with it head on. I can use my reason and logic to prepare to the best of my ability in the now, and then kind of peeking ahead to the future. We don't know the future, but you can prepare for certain outcomes, and that's going to make you more effective. And then that memento mori again, not in a morbid way of thinking about death, but it's a call to action in the now. And so it empowers me. The Stoics remind me that through my will, I have the ability to make decisions. I can act virtuously. How I see the world is up to me. These are all empowering, action-oriented types of ideas. Benny, what do you think of those terms?
Yeah, and the ones that you brought up, Amor Fati, Memento Mori, etc. They are key elements of Stoicism, right? And I like how you brought it to to bring it into connection with the action, right? To say, okay, we've got to do stuff, and that's where the motivation comes from. And I think the even taking it one step further back to what Stoicism is all about. It's all about in every of those actions, I'm just going to be the best person I can be, right? Whatever I'm going to do. And I think that is for me when I look at the motivation. And sometimes, sometimes it is taking a step back, right? Sometimes it is taking it just a little bit easier. And it's not always about that forward action. Sometimes you just need to take, calm and look at the situation, analyze it. But even in those moments, I'm just going to think about how can I be the best version of myself? And I think that for me, that is that driving motivation. How can I be, the best version of myself when I'm at work, when I'm, when I'm with people, when I'm having these conversations, when I'm having, whatever I do in life, all these different segments. I think for me, that is the motivation that I get from Stoicism. When we think about those terms that you mentioned, Amor Fati, Memento Mori, all of that is like, we live in the moment, right? We live in the moment and we have to accept the moment. And then it's up to me. Well, I take that responsibility. I have that agency for me right now to do the best I can, right? And whatever that is, I think that is, when we talk about motivation and we ask ourselves that why, I have a certain driving force that I think that these are my priorities. These are the things that I need to do. This is my duty. Then I'm going to do my best. And I think that is that driving force behind it, right? It's a very empowering thing. It gives us the way to look at life to see like this is all up to me, right? I can make a change. If I if I don't do things, then nothing's going to happen, right? I need to, well, things around me are going to happen, but they might not happen the way I would prefer it to be. So if I want to increase my chances to live my life that I want to live, then I've got to take action, right? I've got to take that responsibility to live it. And all of that for me boils down is like, what is the best version of me? How can I live the best way? And why? Why am I doing the things that I want to do to help me become better? I think that those are really powerful combinations. And especially when we talk about something like motivation, that really, waking up and some people, as you said, we talked about journaling. You can read about, when you pick up the meditation, some people read it every morning. We have like books by Ryan Holiday with the Daily Stoic, where you have a daily quote. All those little reminders you can have and set in place for yourself, they can bring you back to that moment of motivation. As you said, you want to feel like this as often as you can. You want to feel this motivation, this energy driving through you and say, I'm going to do this. And sometimes we need to have those reminders in place, right? Those little quotes, those little things. And sometimes, you need to just, drag yourself up. You just got to lift yourself up out of bed and say, I'm going to get going. And other days it's going to be easier, right? but to try to get yourself in that mental state and try to stay there as long as you can. We can have all these little, you know, quotes and all these things that, you know, these mantras that we can use, but it all boils down as asking yourself, is this the best version of myself that I can be? Right. And that is something very unique. That is something that everybody needs to find out for themselves. And again, you know, one of the key components of Stoicism beside virtue is living in accordance with your nature. And I think that that is something when we talk about motivation, that is also key, right? To make sure that what you're doing is the right thing for you, to live in accordance with your nature, to listen to yourself. And then you will find that the motivation you get from it, at least how I see it, that motivation is going to last far longer than if you are trying to push yourself into a certain direction that isn't completely you, because then you're going to do it for at the beginning, but at one point you're going to kind of burn out. So that's kind of my view on that as well. I like how you brought that up. You know, I like how you brought the core components of Stoicism and feel, because I feel the same, right? You think about those things and they kind of fire you up, right?
Absolutely. And I like what you said about mindset. And the more I thought about it recently, that's it. Why do we have feelings, right? Feelings are usually a function of our thoughts. And we can't control every thought that goes into our head at every moment, but we can focus on things. So there's really no reason why we couldn't replicate that feeling as long as our thoughts were in the right order. So that's what helps me out, right? Is thinking and reminding myself, right, that the Stoics closely tied focusing on what's within our control, right? Focusing on that dichotomy of control. And so they always argue that, you know, we should direct our efforts towards the internal versus the external. If I link myself to externals, I'm going to be eventually disappointed, right? So they were always telling us, look within. Well, what can I do? The way I see the world and how I respond to it is totally within my control. And that's motivating in and of itself. As Marcus Aurelius says, the obstacle is the way, right? And so I have an opportunity, or I could say I have the privilege of being able to work at whatever in my life, whatever fate, amor fati, whatever fate is presented in front of me, even if it's a challenge, it's like, hey, it's a gift. I've been given reason and logic, and I have the ability to try and keep trying to overcome what's in that path. What is that obstacle? So I could say, hey, that's a gift in and of itself, that I have the opportunity if I fail to try again. If I don't get the results I want, to try again. And that excites me that I'm eventually going to get over. You get many times in life, we get almost unlimited amount of chances. You know, look at that as a gift. And that puts me where in a state of gratitude. We've talked about gratitude before on the podcast and in other conversations. So I would say that's a key for me too. And I try to put myself each morning in a position of gratitude. I think of a few different things, people or situations that I'm truly thankful for, not in some superficial way, but really means something to me, and try to focus on that feeling. And through that feeling, I can generate some momentum, and that momentum keeps me motivated. What do you think about that, Vinny?
Yeah, the momentum is key, right? And I think that that's also one of the parts that the Stoics, and we see this in other philosophies come on as well. And then, as you mentioned, the book to me one day, you know, the Be Water, My Friend from Bruce Lee, where it's all about the process, right? It's all about just improving and getting better little by little every day. And I think that that's a really strong concept and way of, you know, setting our mind in the right direction, even when things go bad, you know, even when we have bad days, even when we have moments where it just doesn't feel the click, we can then use that to change and think about the way we are making progress, the way we are moving forward. And that is a very strong way of looking at life. Because then even those obstacles, as you mentioned, you know, the obstacle is the way. And sometimes it is tough, right? Sometimes life is difficult. A lot of the times it's difficult. But we can use that view of making, you know, progress, of improving ourselves as a way to keep going, right? And then we can then, as you mentioned, you know, look at it from the internal aspect instead of the external. Because sometimes in those moments where things go bad, we might lose some externals, or we might not get the ones that we want. But we can still always revert back to ourselves and say, I'm moving forward. I'm just making myself a little better every day. And even, you know, those moments that I would, you know, before label as a failure, now I can see as a lesson. And that is the motivation we can get out of everything, right? It's all about how we change our a view to the world. As you mentioned, you know, we've got to be careful when we label things good or bad, because we don't know in the moment. We can't really necessarily say whether something is good or bad. There's some things we can, you know, we have a higher degree of certainty, but even then, you know, we can only learn by time. And if we look at it from a way of teaching and a way of moving forward, then we can really see and where life is taking us. So I think that that is very important to have that idea is like, you know, keep trying, keep going. And we haven't, you know, sometimes they say that, you know, it's the start of a project is always the most difficult. Well, the project of life, we've started that long time ago. We are, you know, we keep walking. We keep putting the one foot in front of the other and we keep going. And we need to realize that we've gone so far already. We've managed to overcome so many obstacles that needs to give us that extra boost of confidence in ourselves. And also then see that we can, if I've been able to do all of the things in the past, then I can keep going, right? Then I can keep going and I can deal with the moment right now. And that's what the Stoics really try to tell us, at least how I see it. And when we look at it from a motivational aspect, it's like, I want to be that sage. I know what the probability of me becoming the sage is probably going to be low, but I'm going to do my best every single day with whatever I do. You know, whether that's taking care of someone else, whether that's taking care of ourselves, whatever, you know, whatever thing you've got to do, you've got to put yourself completely into it and ask. And so that if after, you know, you've finished, you can look at yourself like, I've done this the best way I could. Maybe I've made a mistake here or there, but I still put all my effort in. And I think that is the kind of mindset we need to use in all the actions that we do. And that's where we can tap all that motivation from as well. We can see, we can look at ourselves like, okay, this is where my attention is needed. This is my duty. Let's go. Let's do this. And I think that is a very powerful way of using Stoicism, especially as the pragmatic and action-based philosophy that it is. So yeah, Bryce, I don't know. What do you think? Did I motivate you there a little bit?
Yeah, I'm fired up. No, just thinking about what you said and what I was saying earlier too, and further to build on those internals versus externals, right? We don't want to be locked into defining our success or, you know, defining our motivation by something happening outside of our control. That's, again, the very motivating thing about Stoicism. It's really up to me. Now, some people shrink away from that. And that's something you really got to get a handle on if you're going to practice Stoicism, is that there has a high level of an accountability and responsibility, but it's to yourself, right? To do the best that you can. And then finding solace in that process as opposed to the outcomes. We believe as Stoics that external things can happen or will happen for us. But that's really a byproduct of like process, right? Because Stoics will tell you, you know, virtue is the only good. And so how do I have to become virtuous through my own actions? So ultimately, it's up to me. Again, that could be scary for some folks. Not in my mind. That's very empowering, saying I can have a good day every day if I just do the best I can with what I have, right? I try to make all decisions based in virtue. I approach each situation in good faith. Of course, I have my goals, and of course, I want certain outcomes. Those are preferred, you know, versus the non-preferred indifference. But I'm not going to base my joy or my analysis of self based on those externals. So that's motivating to me, is that if I didn't have the best day today where I fell short, that tomorrow, you know, assuming there is a tomorrow, you know, I wake up tomorrow and I'm thankful for that. Hey, I woke up, I get another try, and then you go after it again and you just keep refining your process. So that's very motivational to me. And so what else do they look at? Well, they look at reason, right? As kind of a guide for motivation. We're blessed with this, you know, rational thought. And Stoics thought that, you know, proper motivation is guided by that reason. It helps us as individuals make choices that are in line with those virtues and in touch with our nature. So, you know, emotions are not the primary drivers of action. They are reactions, and they need to be understood and directed by reason. So these are all gifts. These are all empowering things. They make me excited to try again. Now, in my past, personally, I would get easily frustrated. You know, I played sports in high school, And I could say now that I wasn't that mentally tough. I would get down on myself and I would hear the chatter around me when I wasn't performing well. It wasn't always my fault. I was putting in a good effort, but not getting the performance. But you know, sometimes my opponents would get in my ear and kind of talk me down, and I would take that to heart. I should have used it as a motivating factor, right? To say, hey, to shut all those things out and just go back to my process, just keep trying and feeling good about that. And sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose. Again, that's a byproduct. But focusing on my process, refining my process, I feel great about that. So, but this motivation thing, right? It's elusive for so many things. It is a feeling, and a feeling is a byproduct of our thoughts. So if we constantly plant these thoughts in our mind, these positive thoughts, or, hey, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to perfect my process and I feel good about my process. That just fuels my motivation. So it builds on itself. I could jump out of bed every day and say, wow, what a great day. Hey, I feel pretty good. I have some goals I want to try to achieve. I have the ability to do these things. Let's go, you know, let's go attack it and see what happens. And just saying that right now, I feel a spark. I feel some energy. The danger we get into is just kind of waiting around for things to happen for us. And randomly we feel motivated or inspired or excited, but there's a process there. And I want to focus on that, that it's our thoughts that drive our feelings, and our feelings that eventually drive our emotions. After we make a commitment to those feelings, then we have a full-blown emotion, and then actions follow that. So if I can work on that first step, you know, those thoughts, and implanting good thoughts and realizing I'm not going to be disturbed by externals. I have reason and logic to help me. My goal is really to do the best with what I can and to be virtuous in all my decisions. And you can create a template there where you're winning all the time. And that's a great thing. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, it is a great thing. And especially when you talk about that template, right? I think that that is, you know, when we build that, when we construct it, and we go back again, you know, where we said the why, and we you know, and we're using the Stoic principles and the concepts that we know. And one key element, and this is a question that I get asked a lot, and even when we do, you know, when we do coaching in via Stoica, and you know, we deal with this with the people that we help, is like the sense of purpose, right? And that's where that template kind of starts from, right? Those goals and the purpose. And a lot of people, they really try to kind of box this purpose into very specific ideas, right? And I remember you saying this one time, great, in one of the spaces that we host on X, you said, you know, you want a purpose in life, just be a good person, right? That's what Marcus really says, to stop talking about what a good person is and go be one, right? And that's something that we can all do, right? And so when you mentioned, like, it's up to us, and some people, they might, you know, shrink back from it. They say, it's all up to me. You know, I bury all the responsibility from everything that I do. So if I make mistakes, if I do this, yes, you know, these are your actions. This is up to you. But if you have a purpose in life, and again, you know, when we said you to be a good person, and suddenly, you know, the questions or the options that you have for an action become twofold. Is it the best way? Is this the right way to do? Is it the wrong way? Right. And this is when you mention reason. This is where the reason and logic comes in, because we don't always know what the right or the wrong thing to do is, right? We just have to use the information and the knowledge that we have in the moment, apply reason and logic to it, and say, this is, according to me, the best thing that I can do right now, right? And then later, maybe we learn more information that it might have been something else, right? But that's something that we then learn. And if we have that purpose clear in mind, then all the other levels of goals or the things that give us fulfillment will find their ways. So I think that is, again, you know, when we work with people and when we speak to people, especially, you know, when we've been on other podcasts and other, you know, we're talking to other people, when we talk about this, what is your motivation, right? We talk about this why, and then the word purpose comes up. And I think that is something that we all need to sit with a little bit more, right? Sometimes we just keep going through life without any kind of sense of direction. And we can start from our basics, right? Just be a good person and really listening to ourselves. As what Bryce was saying, you know, our thoughts, they create the feelings that we have. So if we have that negative talk, the negative self-talk that Bryce was saying, that is something that we are feeding into ourselves. We could try to move that around, and we could say, is this really the person that I want to be? who's someone who keeps talking to themselves in a negative voice, or do I want to at least try to be more neutral to begin with, right? Again, these are all steps that we can make. Bryce mentioned about the process. How do we develop that? What kind of template do we use? So it all starts from there. So if you are struggling with this, and if you are asking yourself, I don't know what my objective is, I don't know what my purpose is, go back to the basics. You know, don't go and try to do all these different things at once. Go back to the basics to start there. Start small, right? By small, I mean, you know, listen to yourself. You know, start doing every small little action that you do. Try to do it good. Try to do it better. And from then you can see, oh no, I can succeed here. I can do this, you know, so your confidence builds up, that motivation to keep doing better will grow and it will expand and it will move you in that right direction. So I think for me, that is where something like stoicism really comes into play when we think about, you know, motivation and how we see ourselves. We have this responsibility, but we also have the capacity to do it. We have reason and logic, right? We have given all the tools to deal with the moment, to deal with the now. And I think that that is a powerful idea if we really listen to ourselves. I mean, I don't know how you see that, Bryce, about, you know, especially the topic about purpose that I know that you've been getting that question a lot as well. How do you mix that in with motivation?
Well, all great things. And I'm glad you brought up too the template. I think I'm going to use that going forward instead of process, but redefining that, and we have the ability to, is everything, right? So if I can do that in a way and fire myself up, you were talking about that, coaching, basically coach yourself, that speak, out the words you say out loud. I used to think it was mumbo jumbo, but now I truly believe it. I've been practicing it, and personally it helps, is don't speak any negativity into existence. Don't fill your head full of like, oh, woe is me, or gosh, that was silly, or that was dumb. Why did you do that? I mean, I used to say those things out loud. I would kind of criticize myself. Nobody else is in the room. It's like, ah, you're stupid. Why did you do that? That was dumb. I don't say those things anymore, right? Because you that reinforces certain thoughts again in your head. Remember, the thoughts drive the feelings drive the emotions drive the actions. We've talked about that now. So your thoughts are critical. What you think about the world outside of you, but more importantly, what you think about yourself is critical. And so if I can change that paradigm, if I can think positively about what I'm doing, what am I trying to achieve? What are my real goals? What are my values? That's what the Stoics give us. They give us a set of values. They give you those four cardinal virtues to make decisions out of: courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. They give you a few practices to focus on the dichotomy of control, that strategic indifference. And that other thing I talked about before that I want to revisit is that premeditatio malorum, and that's visualizing. So if you have trouble getting motivated, and we're at that part here of the conversation, it's like maybe some things you can do to put yourself in a proper mindset to retrain your thoughts is use visualization. So think of the things that you want to accomplish, or that could be that day, you know, for your short term. Could be, you know, maybe it's a longer project or long-term goals, whatever your goals are. Instead of thinking about all the work that it takes to get there, that brings you down. That's heavy, or all the things that might go wrong and all that type of thing. Just put yourself in a position mentally where you've accomplished these things and all those good feelings that come with that, the pride that you feel that you dealt with something difficult, all the reps that you did to get there. Just the general feelings of accomplishment. So put yourself in a winning position, and then that's what you want to replicate, right? You put yourself there mentally. You're visualizing yourself succeeding. You're not worried about, oh, this could go wrong and that could go wrong, or how much work is this going to be? I used to watch this new show on CNN many years ago, and they used to bring in a lawyer. He was kind of an interesting guy, a little bit off center. He was wearing a suit and tie. He was kind of from the Southwest. And he wore this jacket with these fringes on it. He was kind of like an oddball. You're like, who the heck is this guy? He's kind of bold and big personality. But he would talk about during cases, he was very successful. His name was Jerry Spence. And he would say, what makes me good is that I love the preparation. And, you know, when you're preparing for a case, there's a lot of reading, there's a lot of researching. There's a lot of work that has to be put in. And he says, I love the preparation. He says, I love the preparation even more than going through the case itself. And I'm like, wow. And I was at the time I was going through college, and it's like, gosh, I got to do all this reading for this report, or I got a paper I got to write. And it was just like, oh, I was always weighed down by it. But he's tapping into something we're talking about today, is that it's a gift, you know, this opportunity for me to prepare, and how it's, and have that preparation is probably going to impact the outcome. It's much higher chance you're going to get good outcomes if you put in the work and you do the preparation. So if you can learn to love the process, we go back to that template again, you put yourself in a position to win at a much higher clip. So I tried to implement that on and off, and I'm in a position now these days where I feel much better about preparation. I look at it with a sense of gratitude. Like, I get an opportunity. I have time to put myself in a good position to perform well, or hopefully, get that preferred outcome that I want. And if something doesn't work, I'm just going to put it back into the template, right? Put it back into my process. But it's that gratitude mindset. This isn't about rah-rah and like, oh, I'm going to psych myself up and let's go and start jumping up and down and clapping. I was joking about that when we started the podcast. It's really deep, deep inside. You believe these things, right? You believe that I can succeed, or I will succeed, or I'm just motivated. I'm just happy to have the opportunity. And, you know, whether you believe in God or not, or logos or whatever, you're just happy that you have this day and you have your mental faculties or whatever health you might have to just go move forward. That's exciting, right? Just even get the opportunity to try is a gift. So it's getting into that gratitude mindset. I'm fired up, Benny. How about you?
Yeah, I could tell. You know, you were making jokes about, let's go and all that stuff, but let's go. You know, but I know it's true, right? What you're saying, it's all about that, you know, that deep, that, you know, those feelings, that intuition that we get, that's deep inside. It's all about the external, right? And we've got to ask ourselves these questions. And sometimes these questions can be very difficult. And sometimes it's difficult to find the answer, if at all. Right. And if we look at someone like Socrates, he didn't even care much about the answers. He was looking for the next question. And that is also some part of the motivation that we want to use and tap into to make ourselves better by understanding ourselves better, by understanding exactly who we are. And then we can find that long lasting motivation that you were explaining there at the end, because then we know who we are. And even in those moments when we feel down, in those moments when we feel that we just, you know, don't have the energy to do it, we can tap into that part. We can say, okay, I might not be, you know, able to do the things, and just say able in a sense of, you know, like that energy. Sometimes we don't have it, right? Sometimes, we might push ourselves to it, but you can see nowadays that there's a lot of people, you know, with burnouts and everything. And sometimes we need to take a step back, right? I think that is healthy. Even if you look at exercising, rest is a big part of exercising. If you train your muscles, you know, you need to have them, you know, recover. And that's the same thing that we do. But sometimes we need to allow ourselves to have those moments, and we need to use then those intrinsic motivations, those feelings, that beliefs that we have about ourselves, as you were talking as well about that self-talk. Sometimes you could say, okay, this is just what I need right now. You know, listening to ourselves, listening to our body, but also listening to our mind. I think that is really important. So when you mentioned, you know, that deep motivation coming from within, that's what it's about, right? When we talk about Stoic philosophy, it is very practical, right? It is something that we can use in our lives at every moment, and it caters for every moment. It is there for every moment. So I think that is really important to, you know, to feel like, as you said, you know, that gratitude in the moment when you wake up and it's like, I've got another day to do this. And the uniqueness of being alive, I think that's something that we should all be more grateful for, not just take it for granted. I think that's something that people do. And if we take things for granted, then we don't place any value on it. And if we don't place any value on it, how can we then find the motivation to actually do something, right? Because it's all about, you know, what do you value, as you mentioned? What are your values? What are your principles? What are your priorities in life? Where do you feel that your skills, your assets can be used the best way, and then do it and then use it, right? So again, we can find techniques to do that. We talk about this many times, about journaling, about meditation, and sometimes it's just about doing, You know, sometimes it's just to look at what's in front of you and just take it on. Even those difficult things, maybe even especially the difficult things. Like I used to be one of those people who would wait, right? And as you mentioned earlier, it's like, you know, you just stand and wait for something to happen or maybe someone else to solve it or to bring up the solution or to do it. And I figured, why do I want to wait? You know, I'm just going to spend my precious time while I could do this myself, you know, while I can just solve it now and move on. So that's a kind of a mindset shift that I took on as well, to find a responsibility to take it. And once you start really doing it, you can see how it benefits your life, how you get better, how you can really take charge of your life and have that agency of it. Then you can find also the motivation to do, you know, those other things. And you can see them, but you need that, you know, as you mentioned, you know, that self-talk is really important, but also the doing and seeing those examples and seeing, you know, the fruits of your labor, as they say. And that's the thing with stoicism, right? If you live well, if you live virtuous, you can find the fruits of your labor being that peace of mind, you know, that tranquility, knowing that you've done the right thing. Maybe it was, you know, not the best thing. Maybe you've made a mistake. Maybe your reason and logic weren't filled with all the information that you needed to solve this, but you've done your best. And I think that that's at one point the best that we can ask of ourselves, to do our best, see what happens, and then deal with the results, right? And if we do that, I think we can find so much more strength in ourselves, and we can find a motivation to keep going on.
Yeah, that's important. But it takes time. You know, as we get kind of towards the end of this discussion, it's a process like many other things with stoicism. You practice it each day, and you get a little bit stronger, a little bit stronger. I like to say, you know, try to be 1% better each week. And at the end of the year, you're 50% better, whatever that thing is you're trying to get better at. 1% a week. You know, can you do that? I think that's really achievable. And how is it achievable? It's through that effort, right? It's that willing, that will to act. And we have that ability. The way that I see the world and the way I respond to it is completely in my power. Most everything else is out of my power directly, or I have very little influence, or even if I have influence, it still doesn't guarantee an outcome. But I can choose to perceive the world, set up my thought pattern, my template, right? My process. I get to define that process. And then I also get to choose how I'm going to approach it, the actions that I take. That's very empowering, right? I think a lot of times, people get upset because they feel what? They feel out of control. Well, the things I just described are completely within your control. And that should motivate you and make you feel good about trying. I try to get to a point now where I'm just excited to try. I have the opportunity to learn. The outcome is the outcome. And hopefully I get that outcome sooner than later, whatever I'm shooting for. But it's a gift. Right. I come from now an attitude of abundance and of gratitude. And when you can put yourself in that position, you can be excited about a lot of things. You could be fired up, say, I don't know if I'm going to win or not, but heck, I'm going to try. And this is fun to learn this. And you hear people talking that way again. I used to think it was, are they serious? This feels kind of silly. This feels manufactured. And there are some people who just say things and it is not authentic. But if you do what we're talking about and think about the world in those terms, you really can have an organic, positive feeling, this gratitude, this mindset of abundance, which leads to that motivation. You can snap your fingers and put yourself in a position to receive all those things. It's not going to have, motivation's not going to be this wind that blows in one day and you don't see it again for 2 or 3 weeks if you start training your mind to open up and to look at the world a certain way and look at how your actions drive those thoughts and then those thoughts drive your feelings, et cetera, et cetera. You're in control of that process. So I'm giving that back to you. You can go out, you can put yourself in a position to feel motivation all the time now. But it's really up to you. We choose to create that mental environment that's under my control. Right. So use those things that we talked about, that we started with memento mori and then amor fati and premeditatio malorum. You know, think about power of the now, taking action of the now. That's motivating. And my fate is whatever is I got in life, boy, I'm going to deal with it. And I've got all the tools that I need. And then visualize yourself winning. Visualize those positive feelings you get from putting forth that good effort. We all know when we put a good effort out there, we feel good about ourselves, even if we don't win. You know, whatever winning is at that point in time, we feel good about it. Say, I'm proud of myself. It's okay to have those feelings, but you can feel that more often than not. And I would say most days, most times, that's within your grasp. It's just going to take a mindset and it's going to take time. But I think the Stoics give us good ideas about that and a solid template to create that environment.
Yeah, Bryce. And, you know, this conversation really got me motivated and fired up. And you know, hearing you talk about it as well. And that's my, you know, the final part that I wanted to add is, you know, the Stoics are big on community, right? Which means that we are not alone. And sometimes we need to find that support, find those people around us that know us very well, at least the best that they can, to support us, to help us find that motivation. Because sometimes it is difficult to keep yourself, you know, motivated and fired up all the time by yourself. Sometimes you need to find that support, right? And I think that is something that I would like to end this on, you know, to have these conversations. They say a lot that if you spend too much time in solitude, you'll go crazy. And there are some examples from some philosophers from back in the day. I can't remember exactly who. I think maybe someone like Schopenhauer or someone. They went up to the mountains and they pretty much went crazy. Or maybe it was even Nietzsche. And, you know, but I think that is a key part of this as well. We don't have to necessarily do this all ourselves, right? It is all up to us, right? We, at the end of the day, need to make decisions for ourselves because that's the internal part. But that doesn't mean that we can't ask for support. That doesn't mean that I can't ask for the people around us, their views, their opinions, to get some more information, to get some more insights, to see what might be real and what might be false, you know? But also just to get that extra boost of some kind words, some support from the people around you. And that's where we could really find, you know, the friends, the loved ones that will be there to help us. So it isn't just, you know, sometimes this is what we get, you know, the criticism on Stoicism, that it's this selfish, you know, individual kind of thing. And it is, right, when we look at it. But that doesn't mean that we can't ask for help. That doesn't mean that the community doesn't have value, because it does. And that's what the Stoics say. So if you're dealing with this by yourself, and you just find it very difficult, and you find yourself locked in this loop of negative self-talk or just, you know, lack of motivation, look around. Look for the people around you that you can trust, that you can find, that you can listen to, that they will listen to you, that will can hear, give you those kind of boosts, or maybe just a nudge in a direction that at least gives you that momentum to keep going and to keep doing. So for me, that is also a key part of this, right? And that's why I'm very grateful to, you know, to know someone like you, Bryce, to have this podcast. And, you know, we have Brendan coming in, you know, in other episodes as well. And that's, you know, we've started working together. And that's not just on a professional level, that's why it's good, but also on a personal level, where you can talk about these things, where you feel like I'm not alone in this, right? And then you have that extra sense of duty to be the best, not just for yourself, but for the community as well. And I think that that's where we can find a lot of motivation from as well, to see that your actions can have a positive influence on the people around you. And that can then, you know, propel you forward to say, I'm going to keep doing this because it makes me feel good about myself. It makes the people around me feel good about themselves, and it's uplifting everybody. So I just wanted to end it there on that note. And hopefully people are inspired and motivated to go and do the things, whatever small or big thing that you have going on. You can do it, right? It's up to you. And look around you for the people if you need help, or those that need help from you.
Love all that stuff, Benny. I appreciate you, and you motivate me to keep pushing myself to do better. And yeah, get yourself in that place of abundance. Let the blessings come to you. Feel that gratitude. Use that positive speak to coach yourself up when you need it. And then realize you have control over these things, and you'll be inspired and you'll feel empowered. And knowing that my process is key and I control that completely, I'm going to put a good effort out there. And I'm fired up thinking about, well, hey, what I have to do even for the rest of today. So I appreciate you, Benny. Appreciate the podcast and all the listeners. And let's go get it.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review. Your feedback will help us reach more like-minded people on this journey to self-improvement. If you want to get in touch with us or find more information, you can go to streetstoics.com, which is brought to you by Via Stoica. your place and community for a more tranquil life. You can find more on viastoica.com. And remember, virtue is the only good.